This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Well, I know I'm excited, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are too, with the return of the Pacific Coast Dream Machines. Now, this has been an event which is kind of a legendary event in our community, but it's been dormant for a number of years, and of course it's coming back. It will be at the Half Moon Bay Airport this coming April 27th. We have in the studio with us Frank Bresny, who is with the committee that is putting this together. Welcome, Frank. And why don't you tell us what we're going to see? It's been a while, and I know that the Dream Machines has always been known for a large assortment of cars and trucks and vehicles and all sorts of things and airplanes. So why don't you just give us a little preview of what we can expect?
Well, thank you. That sounds fantastic. I, too, am very excited. I'm glad to get this underway. And we have some new things, and we have some old things, and it's kind of been a staple of Dream Machines. We've always had the nice combination of everything from the 1800s to today and every different kind of vehicle you can imagine. So first, I'm really excited. The first time ever, as far as I know, we were going to have a live broadcast. So we're really happy that you could be with us, and we appreciate that. We appreciate your fans, and hope they'll come out and join us and see the live broadcast.
We're looking forward to being there, and yes, we plan to be actually broadcasting and having some of our people go out and interview some of the people that have their exhibits.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Been a lifetime Coastside resident, so I was at the very first Dream Machines and continue to come either as a participant or as a spectator or now as an administrator. Some of the things I'm really excited about this year, though, are some of the new things. And I've been out talking with pilots about planes because I don't know that much about them. And I told them, you know, kind of our centerpiece this year is going to be a Nemesis NXT. And that's an experimental race plane. There are only two of them flying in the world, and we're lucky enough to have one of them. It's gorgeous. It's just a beautiful plane, and technologically, it's incredible. We're happy that he's joining us, and we'll have that right in the middle of our planes to kind of be a centerpiece.
Where does that plane originate? Where is it coming from? Do you know?
Well, it's owned by a gentleman in San Francisco. I don't know the whole history of how he came to the plane, to tell you the truth. I do know more. He also has a car which will be displayed with his plane. I know much more about the car, actually. It's a hand-built Shelby Cobra. It's one of only two ever built in the world. So he's got some rare things that he's sharing with us, and we're really happy about that. It's actually made of billet aluminum, and it's the only car that has one of two, that has a frame that's made of billet. That's a couple of the new things that we have, and we'll have many of the old things that we have had over the years. A lot of people's favorites, I think, are these early days gas engine and tractors, and they love to see the antique motors, their gas, oil, steam engines. We've got a little bit of everything.
Well, I personally know some people that have cars that they want to display, people from over the hill and throughout the Bay Area. And we draw a crowd from all over the Bay Area traditionally. I mean, people come in from Marin County and the East Bay. And I mean, it's kind of the Disneyland of automobiles. And they're going to have boats this year too, right?
Yes, yeah. And we're really excited about that. Again, the boats are incredibly beautiful. They're called Woodies. That's their classification. And they come from the Antique and Classic Boat Society. And they're just these beautiful wooden boats with chrome trim. And then we go into more flying vehicles. We've got helicopter coming, so they'll be doing helicopter tours. So hopefully we'll get people to take some aerial pictures of the show. That's always fun. Well, with many, many other planes that we have coming in.
Now, the pricing, what's the entry fee for spectators, people that are just going to come and spend the day?
Well, the entry fee is now, for spectators, $35. It just went up. We just missed the early bird pricing, so that'll be where we are now until the show begins.
They can actually just show up, I guess, at the gate, right?
And, that's right.
And pay the admission and then join the festivities in progress. If they want to prepay, can they and should they?
They can prepay, and we highly recommend that. And as I said earlier, we had a discount, which just kind of disappeared, but it's much easier and quicker to get in and out. And I know a lot of people don't want to be stuck in traffic and they don't want to be stuck in lines. So if you want to make it easier, please prepay. You know, you'll get the receipt on your phone and you'll be able to just show them your phone and go in, as opposed to having to wait to swipe a credit card and have it approved and come back and letting you go in. So we definitely encourage that.
Now, where do they go to make that prepayment?
So the prepayments could be made at Dream Machines online and on our website, and that's PacificCoastDreamMachines.com. You could also go directly to Eventbrite if you're an Eventbrite purchaser from the past, and they have the tickets online there also.
So let's talk now about entertainment. Now, in addition to all of this eye candy that's going to be available in the form of great automobiles and trucks and boats and planes, the only thing missing is trains, right?
I keep trying to say that, and it's not part of the equation, but I keep trying to say that.
I know it kind of goes with the whole thing. So, in addition to that, of course, I know that in times past the entertainment venue has been really, really good. Can you tell us a little bit about what that will entail?
Somehow we managed to get best entertainment I've ever seen at Dream Machines, and it's going to be incredible. We have some award-winning musicians come in, worth the price of admission just to see them. One of them was one of the collaborators on the song Hot Rod Lincoln, which is well-known from the 70s. It's a fantastic lineup. I'm looking forward to that. I think quite a few people will come in just for the music.
And don't forget the food.
There's going to
be a great variety of food items.
We've got a great selection of food, and I'm looking forward to that, too. I'll be out there a lot of days, so I'm looking forward to a lot of lunches and dinners, and restaurants will be there.
I know that there was a time, and I assume there's still a need for volunteers. And so if somebody is listening to this interview and would like to be a part of this historic event, actually participate in it by helping out as a volunteer, how would they go about learning more about those opportunities?
We have a volunteer link on our website, step one, if you'd like to go that way. If not, and you just happen to be around town and you look, you'll see some posters hanging out. And we have the QR codes on those posters. You can scan the QR code in the poster, and it'll take you right to the website, and it'll take you right to the volunteer form. Volunteers could also come into the Coastside Adult Day Health Center on Main Street and volunteer there in person.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because actually, as exciting as the Dream Machine event is, it's still being done for a very, very worthy purpose, and that is it's a major fundraiser for the Coastside Adult Day Health Center. Certainly, if people are not familiar with that, we invite them to go to the website and see what's going on there. You know, we have an aging population. I know that my father, when he was alive in his later years, actually went to program over in the San Mateo area, very similar to what is done here on the coast. It was good for him. It gave him socialization. It was certainly good for my mother. It gave her respite and a chance to kind of, you know, breathe easy and have some time to herself. So obviously, if you're a listener and you have family members that need care or need some socialization, certainly we invite you to look into the many fine programs that are being offered by the Coastside Adult Day Health Center. Is there anything that we've left out when it comes to the Dream Machines? I mean, we've covered a lot. I know that you have some notes there. Anything we've missed?
Just a couple of quick things. I want to make sure that everyone realizes that this is very kid-friendly, very family-friendly. So we have a kid zone, and we've got enough entertainment for them to keep them going all day long. So please bring your kids. Let them come out and have fun while you have fun. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention we're also going to have one more person, and by the name of Wild Bill. And he attends the show regularly. He's a tattoo artist, magician, and a creator. And the fun thing with him is we don't know what he will bring, but I guarantee you he will bring something to the show that you will see and you will say, that's got to be from Wild Bill, because he creates things that are unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know that we're looking forward to being there, and we invite all of our listeners to come down and say hi to us. So we've got a brand new trailer that has been outfitted as a kind of a mobile broadcasting unit. We're going to debut it at the Dream Machines event, and it will also be used in case of emergencies. We could actually put that baby out and about and broadcast from it. So if we lost our facilities, our main broadcasting antennas, for example, our transmitter sites, we could actually have a mobile transmitter site, be able to broadcast pretty much over the entire Coastside area in the event of emergency. So come on down and see us, staff members, people that you've heard on the radio. So come down and say hi to us and see our van, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you on the radio. So, Frank, thank you so much for coming in. Our time is up, unfortunately, but again, we want to encourage everybody to attend this. It's been a few years since we've had the Dream Machines event, and it was always a big hit for many, many, many years. I think that if you want a family-friendly event where you can take the family and spend the day and just have some good old-fashioned fun, then this is the place for you. So, again, Frank, thanks for coming in and sharing all that with us.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity. To do so.
It's been called simply the coolest show on earth. It's definitely one of a kind. A one-day mega show celebrating mechanical ingenuity, power, and style. The Pacific Coast Dream Machines, Sunday, April 27th, 10 to 4, at the Half Moon Bay Airport's Eddie Andrini Field. Tickets and volunteer opportunities at their great website, PacificCoastDreamMachines.com. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. The magic number is 59. The KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer is going back 59 years to 1966. The journey begins in moments on your hometown community station, 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
This is Joy Moore, owner of Harmony Salon, located at 245 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. We believe in beauty that lasts, and so should your products. Introducing our newest service, Blue Box Refillables, designed for our eco-conscious Coastside community. From luxurious shampoos to revitalizing conditioners, our refillable options save you money and reduce waste. It's the beauty without the burden on the environment. Stop by today at 245 Main Street and ask us about our Blue Box refillable service options. Or check out our website at harmoniesalon.com. Harmonies, making the Coastside beautiful for 40 years.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1966. Back in time to April of 1966. Here are the stories making news from the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review.
The county is looking to rent space for the Half Moon Bay Library, the current county branch library. Is very overcrowded, and officials would like to negotiate a five-year lease of 2,000 square feet. The county's announcement came after a series of editorials in the Review urging that more space be obtained. And feeling hungry? According to a recent newspaper ad, the Snow White Drive-In is on Highway 1 near Kelly Avenue. Offers you a giant tub of chicken parts, 16 pieces, including a roll and honey, all for the whopping price of $3.98. Bon appetit.
And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. There's an incredible possible mix-up in town our family just experienced. We actually have a great primary care doctor and also a great dentist in our town, located within a couple of blocks of each other, with the same first name and the same last names. I stopped short of asking their approval to mention their names, but do be aware there may be some confusion, and odds are very strange. Both names begin with an M. Okay, it begins with a Mick, for a hint. Neither were aware of the coincidence until we told them. Keep calm and appointment on. In 1966, the United States has nearly 500,000 troops in Vietnam. Inflation grows in part due to the effect of funding the war. Both the U.S. and USSR continue their space race to see who will be the first to land a man on the moon. Race riots continue to increase across the cities in America, and National Guards are needed to bring back law and order. Their fashion trends comes from London, and the mini skirt is in. Cost of living in 1966, inflation is 3%, and Dow Jones is 785. A new house will cost you $14,000, and gasoline, pocket change at 32 cents a gallon. In popular culture, the first episode of Star Trek airs, and moviegoers are paying to see Mr. Bond in Thunderball and Dr. Zhivago. This year in popular music, number one hit artists include a spectrum that comes from Frank Sinatra to the Rolling Stones. And then there was this interesting new group, an amazing 14 weeks on the charts, three at number one. Here's the new vaudeville band in Winchester Cathedral. Another unusual hit from a member of the U.S. Army Special Forces. Here's Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler with his hit record, and it's going for gold, and is number one for 5 weeks. Here's the Ballad of Green Berets.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Join me again next time for a journey to another year and another adventure, courtesy of the KHMB Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Republic Services and the City of Half Moon Bay are sponsoring an Earth Day recycling event April 26, 9 to noon, at Smith Field on Wavecrest Road. Half Moon Bay residents will be able to dispose of e-waste like televisions, monitors, printers, computers, cell phones, DVD players, and other such items. Need compost? Bring your own bucket, shovels, and gloves and take up to half a cubic yard of great compost. Do you have documents that need shredding? Bring up to 3 banker's boxes per household for on-the-spot shredding. This one-day Earth Day recycling event, April 26th, 9 to noon at Smith Field, is for Half Moon Bay residents and there is no charge for these services. More information by visiting hmbcity.com/recyclingday.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
The eating of non-food items, known as pica, is uncommon in cats. However, it does occur and can be dangerous and life-threatening. Here are 8 simple steps to stopping pica. Number 1, prevent access to tempting items by hiding them. Even if your cat doesn't have pica, it's a wise idea to keep items like yarn, rubber bands, tinsel, and Venetian blind cords out of reach. Instead, offer a variety of safer toys. Number 2, play with your cat. He may be bored or lonely. When you're home, set aside 10 minutes twice a day for interactive playtime. Number 3, make his environment more interesting by providing fish tanks and treat balls to keep him entertained and cat trees to climb. Build or buy an outdoor enclosure where he can watch birds and chase insects. Train him to wear a harness and go for walks. Number 4. Block his view of the outdoors if seeing roaming cats causes him stress. Number 5. Make appealing items unappealing. Apply strong-smelling or foul-tasting aversives to objects your pet loves to chew on. Cayenne pepper, bitter apple, bitter cherry spray, hot sauce, or other condiments can serve as deterrents. Number 6. Try behavior modification. If your cat's pica is stress or frustration related, a board-certified veterinary behaviorist may be able to help. Many offer remote consultations and can work together with your veterinarian to solve the problem. Veterinarians can often provide referrals. Number 7. Catch him in the act with a loud noise or a spray of water. If possible, don't let your cat see these surprises come from you. He may associate you with the noise or spray and become fearful of you. Then praise him extravagantly when he leaves a non-food item alone. And number 8, be patient. Because pica behaviors vary in cats and every environment is different, there's no one-size-fits-all cat's cure. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
This is Rachel Shanker of CMI Solutions. I'm your hometown technology partner. Did you know that 92% of small businesses use Dell equipment and that CMIT Solutions is one of the tech giant's strongest partners? Have you ever had slow running computers, virus attacks, unorganized online storage systems, or ever been hacked and had your data stolen? I am so confident I can solve any technology issues you may encounter that my company will offer a $250,000 warranty against any and all data breaches. Please contact me for a free consultation. My number is 770-0258. 770-0258. CMIT Solutions, making sure your business doesn't turn into a tech wreck. 770-0258.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
This week's guest host is Dr. David Antion. His health tip following this word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discreet appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
It's springtime, and we're coming up to fruits and vegetables. And here's one that I hope that you can avail yourself of, and that is cherries, including big cherries. They're good for heart disease. They're good for cancer prevention. They're good for bone health. They're good for pain relief, fight gout. You can freeze them. You can eat them straight. You can, you know, mix them in a little bowl and have them with cereal or other things. Cherries, they are filled with vitamins and minerals and nutrients. And the tart cherries may even have some melatonin in them, helping you to relax and sleep well when you eat a bowl of cherries. You know, life can be just a bowl of cherries. And if you can eat it, you'll be better off. Now, they say cherries have vitamin C. They have one cup, has about 97 calories. But by the time you chew them and your body digests them, you're not going to get all those 97 calories. No, you're not going to get it. They have plenty of vitamin C. They have copper. They have manganese. They have vitamin B6. They have vitamin K. And vitamin C is so essential in maintaining your immune system. Cherries are very high in antioxidants. They help with oxidative stress in the body. A lot of people are worried about there are too many calories in cherries, and there are a lot of calories because they tend to be sweet, but they're worth it. They fight cellular damage. They have polyphenols, which fight the cellular damage. They help protect you against many of the chronic conditions, including heart disease, diabetes, brain dysfunction, and certain cancers. Tart cherries and cherry juice are really good for gout. Tart cherries may be also beneficial for non-athletes. A study showed 20 active women found that those who drank 2 ounces of tart cherry juice twice daily for 8 days after completing repeated sprint exercises, they recovered quicker than other people. Their muscles were not as sore. They got over the soreness quicker. So increasing your intake of these cherries will help you, help your blood pressure. There's potassium in them. They have the other antioxidants. They will lower the blood pressure, which may help keep your heart healthy. Cherries, wonderful. Go and find organic cherries. You don't want cherries that are sprayed because you're not going to peel them very well. So go and find cherries that are organically grown, unsprayed. But cherries, really, really worth the price. And you want to stay healthy and well, you eat good, fresh fruits. Now we're coming into the season. Try to get organically grown fruits and vegetables.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Father Carousel. Father Carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California. We're in for a treat this week, dear carousellers. The pop culture phenomenon of the James Bond Experience comes to the stage at Pacifica Performances on Saturday, April 26th at 7 o'clock. An evening celebrating over 60 years of James Bond, the theme songs, stories of the times, the making of the films, and of the men who have portrayed the coolest of the cool, Secret Agent 007 James Bond.
Get your tickets in advance at pacificaperformances.org, only $25 a seat. And if you subscribe to their concert series, you get $5 off every ticket. Make your money back in 5 shows. My guest today is Bay Area performer Deborah Del Mastro, singer, voice coach, trumpet player, actress, and expert on everything Bond. Bond girls, Bond villains, the Cold War, and the birth of the worldwide love of secret agents. Deb Del Mastro, welcome to Coastside Carousel. I'm excited for a couple of reasons. One, I love the James Bond culture,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Number two, you are so talented.
Aw, thank
you. You're a performer, a voice coach, an actress, musician.
The fun thing about this show is there are so many horns and strings and all that, and not only do I get to sing all this to you, but I get to play all these awesome trumpet parts, too. Taking it up the octave, let's go. Yeah, I got my start in trumpet, in the Navy band. So I am ex-Navy band. I was a trumpet player and singer back at stationed at Treasure Island back in the 1900s.
Good for you. I love that. Back in the 1900s. What were you listening to as a little girl in the Bay Area?
Oh boy. No, so I wasn't in the Bay Area as a little girl. My father worked for the Air Force as a civilian. I moved all over the United States. So I've lived in, I think, 12 states. Grew up mostly in the South. So what I grew up listening to was my parents' music, which was Lawrence Welk and Mantovani and, you know, Frank Sinatra and all that stuff. But I was listening to Motown, and I mean, this is the 60s in Florida, Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. So I grew up listening to R&B. I'd be in my, I think about it now. You know, here's this 8-year-old in her room with my clothes and play, GE turntable and my 45s singing, "Ain't no mountain high enough." Whoa! You know, just going for it. At 8, 9 years old. So yeah, I started early. I thought I was going to be the next, I don't know, Diana Ross.
Let's go now into the James Bond experience at Pacifica Performances on April 26th. It's a Saturday, 7 o'clock showtime.
Yes.
Tell us about the inspiration and the birth of the James Bond experience.
Well, that's kind of funny because actually I was asked to do a James Bond themed New Year's Eve gig, you know, 4 hours of James Bond music because they had a theme of Casino Royale and they wanted James Bond music. Well, in the other room, there was a DJ for dancing. And then we had this 5-piece band and we did all the James Bond themes and some of the interim stuff and other secret agent stuff. And I thought, well, this is kind of fun. Let me look up some trivia on it too. So we had an absolutely packed house. Instead of dancing, they were over in front of us, and I was saying, well, in 1967, this is what happened, and this, and people were like, oh, yeah, and then they'd come up and talk to me. You know, I remember reading this book, and, you know, and it was like, oh, I think this could be something really entertaining that reaches a wide demographic of people because, you know, I mean, my parents watched James Bond. My kids know James Bond. You either, you know, Sean Connery or you know, Daniel Craig. That's about 60 years right there. So yeah. So then I just wrote the show together. I just put it together and said, let's go chronologically. And, you know, I do most of the, we talk also about how in the 60s, James Bond, inspired the whole spy series, secret agent series on television.
Okay, perfect. Now we're going to do that in a second, but I want to tease the carousellers now with a song that you're probably going to play on Saturday, April 26th, 7 o'clock at Pacifica Performances in Pacifica, of course. And I'd like to start with Goldfinger, Shirley Bassey.
Oh yes.
That is by far my favorite Bond song. Tell us about why you're picking it.
If there's any iconic sound that actually, a song that actually like just cemented the Bond sound was Goldfinger. And Shirley Bassey, what a thrilling, thrilling sound that is. And I've got that belty Broadway voice, so I can kind of get up there and go for it. It's so much fun.
All right, we're going to talk about the James Bond myth right after we hear this song from Shirley Bassey. It's Goldfinger, Coastside Carousel with Deb Del Mastro on KHMB. Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and this is Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameras Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. And you're hearing the music of James Bond today. Why is that? Because Deborah Del Mastro is here, and she is the leader of the James Bond Experience, coming to Pacifica Performances on Saturday, April 26th. Get your tickets. Go on the website now. And if you become a member, you can make your money back in five shows. Tell us about the James Bond myth. Not only does it talk about the secret agents in the British spy world, but we're still, to this day, fascinated with secret agents and spies.
Absolutely. So, you know, back then, back in the 60s, because it started in 61, I believe, 61, 62, with Dr. No. And that was right around the time. So it was Dr. No, and then the next one was Goldfinger, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah,
no,
Goldfinger
to Russia with Love. To Russia with Love,
oh,
then
that's right.
Goldfinger.
Then Goldfinger.
Yeah. At that time, with the Cold War and everything that was going on with the James Bond series and that, you know, all of that, we became totally fascinated with secret agents. You know, we had the Man from U.N.C.L.E., right? We had the Avengers, you know, Mission Impossible. I mean, do you remember? I remember as a kid sitting, you know, this tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds, right? Your mission, should you choose to accept. You know, it was just so thrilling. I don't know. It was so fun.
And not only that, as a young boy and maybe as a young girl, wherever you were growing up at the time, because you were a brat, basically,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Moving around the country a lot. But I used to read Spy versus Spy magazine.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was Mad Magazine.
Mad Magazine.
Had a section called Spy versus
right,
Spy.
Yeah.
And I love that as a little kid.
Me
in Half
too.
Moon Bay.
Me too.
I want to go into another song, Deb. Live and Let Die.
Yes.
By Paul McCartney. I'll tell you a quick story, and then you can tell me why you're choosing this song for your
sure.
for your event on Saturday, April 26th. So the Broccoli family,
yes.
executive producers of the Bond series, came to Paul McCartney and said, would you write a theme song for us? And the name of the movie is going to be Live and Let Die. So Paul writes a song. George Martin is producing the song.
Mm-hmm.
And then George takes it to the Broccoli family. And the Broccoli family goes, oh, this is good. Yeah, we'll let you know who we want to sing it for us. And George Martin goes, I don't think you quite understand what's going on here. If you want this song, Paul McCartney will sing it, and only Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Do you have another story about
perfect.
Living Like
Oh, God, that's great. No, I don't have a story that good, no. You know, basically, I go in chronological order, and Live and Let Die is one of those iconic songs. You know, some of the James Bond songs, you know, Man with a Golden Gun, you don't know that one so well, but everybody knows Live and Let Die. And you all get to sing along on Live and Let Die.
But you don't have the pyrotechnics like Paul McCartney does on live shows, do you?
I don't. You can bring sparklers. That would be okay.
All right, carousellers, let's hear it now. This is Live and Let Die. We're talking to Deb Del Mastro, Pacifica Performances, the James Bond Experience on KHMB.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. If this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
100.9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB, and you've got it on Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists along the coastside, and the big dogs who come here to play live. We're talking with one of them right now, Deb Del Mastro, who'll be at Pacifica Performances Saturday, April 26th, 7 o'clock showtime. Go to the website and grab your tickets now. It's going to be a great show. I wish I were in town. I will be in my other home in San Diego. I am so sorry. Aww. Otherwise, I'd be in the front row with you.
You'd love it.
More about the flow of the show that you're going to do. How many songs will you actually do over maybe a two-hour period?
Let's see. It's 90 minutes. 20. That's my co-producer on the side.
I was going to say, your husband is here. Yeah. Is he your executive producer?
Yes, he is my executive producer. He's my co-producer. And he is also the drummer in our show, too. He's played every single one of them, so he knows them better than I do, for crying out loud.
Deb, one of my favorite songs also is by Nancy Sinatra. We play it right here on KHMB. It's in regular rotation. You Only Live Twice. Is it hard for you? No, this is an unfair question. It's not hard for you to hit all those high notes, is it?
Oh,
no. It's easy for you.
Yeah. And You Only Live Twice isn't all that high. I also play my flugelhorn on that one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's listen to it now and pretend that Deb is playing a flugelhorn right now. This is You Only Live Twice, Nancy Sinatra on Coastside Carousel, celebrating the James Bond experience on Saturday, April 26th in Pacifica on KHMB. This is Coastside Carousel on KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. I'm Mike Dale. This show is brought to you each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. And I am so excited. We're talking about the James Bond experience. Deborah Del Mastro is here, and she is a maestro of James Bond music. She created this show, and go get your tickets now. It will sell out. 20 minutes goes by fast, so we got to wrap it up. I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Can you do a theatrical version of Bond, James Bond? Singing it?
Singing it.
Yeah, can you do that? That'll be our outro.
Bond, James Bond.
Dev Del Mastro, you are a maestro. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Mike. It's been great.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Over recent years, elections and politics in general have become increasingly partisan. One party is pitted against the other as each advances its own stereotypes. President George Washington believed this was detrimental to the nation. He declared, "Let me warn you in the most solemn manner against the baneful effects of the spirit of party. Its common and continual mischiefs are sufficient to make it the interest and duty of a wise people to discourage and restrain it. It agitates the community with ill-founded jealousies and false alarms. It kindles the animosity of one part against another. In governments purely elective, the spirit of party is a spirit not to be encouraged. Therefore, in this year's elections, do not allow a political party to be a deciding factor. Vote for each candidate according to the principles and policies that he individually represents."
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.